The Packer family has dominated the Australian media for four generations, both running large parts of it and featuring in it. Now a new play is exploring the Packers and the myths surrounding them. National Arts reporter Michaela Boland dropped into a rehearsal.
Dad, please, will you get me through this?
I doubt even I can do that, son.
You have excluded yourself from an important milestone. Packer is bringing television to Australia.
The Packers are a family dynasty that's dominated Australian business, sport and at times politics for the best part of a century. It was Frank Packer who grew the family empire beyond publishing when he acquired Channel 9 in the 1950s. But it was his son Kerry who left a $6.5 billion media empire when he died on Boxing Day 2005. The actor John Howard portrays both men in the new play Packer and Sons.
If you had to choose, which character do you prefer to portray, Frank Packer or Kerry Packer?
If I had to choose, I think Sir Frank, because people aren't so familiar with Sir Frank, and so I probably get to have more fun with him.
What's the greatest challenge in portraying Kerry?
I think the sense of entitlement. Kerry Packer, whatever you say about him, was extraordinarily resilient and determined.
For John Howard, the rivalries between the Packer men are complex.
This is a case of kings not wanting to relinquish the throne, and sons wanting to usurp the king. And so there are all kinds of complex jealousies and sometimes petty differences, sometimes very serious differences.
You're giving hot publicity at our expense. The ACTU has the entire nation at a standstill. Now, see?
No, actually, I think it's about something far more important.
Eamon Flack is the play's director. How did you settle on John Howard to play Kerry Packer?
John was my instant first and only thought. I've worked with John a couple of times. I think it's because John's fearless. Kerry learnt to be fearless and learnt to be kind of ugly, not to hide his ugliness. And John's got that quality as an actor. He's not afraid of human ugliness. And that's the key thing, I think, with Kerry.
Writer Tommy Murphy made his name with the theatrical adaptation of the trailblazing HIV autobiography, Holding the Man. He worked with living subjects in his follow-up play, Mark Colvin's Kidney.
This story, Packer and Sons, has always had the focus of fathers and sons and those moments of transition where the prince tries to take the crown.
James Packer has, you know, said that he has had mental health issues. What responsibility do you feel to him, given those admissions?
Packer and Sons doesn't deal with recent events. It finishes at about 2001, so it doesn't go into any of the recent public announcements that James Packer has made about his mental health. And on that, I believe James has been rightly praised for his leadership.
By ending the play in 2001 with the OneTel collapse, James Packer's disastrous attempt to make his mark in the business world, Tommy Murphy avoided the difficulty of working recent events into the story. James Packer's resignation as executive chairman of his casino empire and damaging revelations the gambling giant was skirting money laundering laws remain in the future for Packer and Sons.
It's not a satire. It doesn't take easy shots. It's not mean-spirited or trying to take anyone down a notch. I think it's deeper and darker and trying to give a full account of the humanity of these complex people.
It's unlikely those closest to Kerry and James Packer will see the play.
I would like to think that if James saw the play, he would believe that it is a story that is told with empathy, that is accurate and digs deep into this person's successes and also his struggles.
That's the writer of Packer and Sons, Tommy Murphy. That report from the ABC's national arts reporter, Michaela Boland.